Okay. So let's go ahead and get started. The time is 7:30. It's October 31st, 2022, and this is the meeting of the Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners, the ARC, Application Review Committee. Miss Fox, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Catarino?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. We do have minutes for August 26th, 22, draft minutes, and Dr. Catarino and I were the members on that committee. Do I hear an approval of the minutes?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving to item number four, we have nothing in category A. We will move to category B. And in category B, and I am looking at Ms. Folks's email. I just wanted to, because I have not looked at let me go back and check the references really quick. But the first candidate I want to discuss is Ronnie Huntler. She is a graduate of the Midwestern. She submitted practicum and internship hours. Everything looked good. She did her internship at the NAU Counseling Centers. The missing reference forms are now part of her file. So I think I'm good with her. Do you see any concerns?
Well, just to be equitable for other candidates, there were some legal concerns, but they are much further back
yeah.
as compared to the more recent one we looked at.
Yeah.
So and they were at a young age, so I would be okay now.
Yeah. Okay. Next candidate is Sarah. Do you want to go ahead and do a quick overview?
Dr. Sarah Mejia. She has a PhD in counseling psych from Boston University in May of 21. Internship, University of New Mexico. She lists 1,500 hours, but the supervisor lists 2,015 and a half. And Children's Hospital of LA is her postdoc. Again, she lists 1,500, but supervisor lists 2,377. So, she meets the 3,000 deadline, but it might be better that
I think she's saying she's submitting 1,500, so I don't have any problems with her.
Okay,
that's
if she needs that for later to have an accurate number.
So,
2,000. I mean, she has references, self-query, and she registered for the ECCC in July 22. I couldn't tell if she had taken it yet. It didn't look like it because I saw no score. So any comments on that?
No, I mean, she registered, but she hasn't taken it. So she still needs, her application looks fine.
Okay, then I'm fine with it.
The next candidate is Robin Malmsten. She's from the University of Kansas, PhD in counseling psych. She did 1919 pre-doc hours at an APA-approved site, did a postdoc at the University of Colorado Boulder. Everything looked good in her application. I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, and in addition, she did pass part one.
Just has part two.
I approve her.
Yeah.
Next.
The next one we're not doing because her application's not complete. We're going to have to table it.
Okay.
And the next one also we're not doing because our applications.
Yeah, and that is the one, if we have time at the end, I wanted to go to executive session.
We will not be discussing her today.
Okay.
Because we don't have information on Catherine Stoll, unless.
Well, there is some that is concerning to me, but okay.
Okay.
Should I do Dr. Burdick now?
So Catherine Stoll, Catherine Stoll, did you add materials to a file?
Yes,
Kathy, last night.
I, I did upload it, but the pre-internship verification was not received. So you could skip it, or, you know, you've occasionally the committee has approved for ECCC only if it met the qualifications for that. And then we come back later with the, or you could do a fair. I mean, I don't, whatever the committee wants to do about it, or just skip it.
Well, that's the one concern, but that wasn't just, that isn't my, okay. That isn't the one I wanted to ask about. Okay.
Because the materials were added late, I mean, yesterday, I did not have a chance to review it.
We could postpone to next time then.
I would prefer that we postpone it.
Okay, then Dr. Brittany Burdick has a PsyD from Wisconsin, did an internship at La Frontera APA and a postdoc at La Frontera, has references, self-query. There were some concerns about 10 years ago. And that's what, I don't know, up to you.
No, I don't have any concerns. Things. No. Okay. She was young and, so.
Okay, well, then and we can approve her.
Okay.
So. I had a question, but it doesn't about it, but I guess it's not important. Go ahead.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, in looking at the legal, I don't know if I'm allowed to say there was something that she could have done to expunge, but she did not. And I wondered why.
Well, she did talk about, the incident happened, 10 years ago. She was very young. Their circumstances. I'm really into not re-victimizing people who've gone through a lot. So I'd rather be moving.
Okay.
Madam Chair, mm-hmm. Committee members, Dr. Burdick's file, Dr. Catarino had emailed me. She is 80 hours deficient.
Oh, yes, you're right. Yes. I do write that in my notes. Yeah.
And I was in touch with Dr. Burdick this weekend, and she does have the hours. If you note, her postdoc verification ended. The end date is September 6th, but she has continued to accrue hours. So she is going to have her supervisor submit a revised verification to include the new hours. And so, I mean, however you want to handle it, I didn't know.
Well, why don't we go ahead and include her on the Friday agenda. And then we can just verify the remaining hours because everything else looked good. So
I was concerned that she reported something different than her supervisor. But if she has that paperwork completed with the additional 80 hours, I guess we can look at it on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll make the motion that we approve Ronnie Huntla, Sarah Mejia, Robin Malston to the full board for approval. And we table Himachan Lee and Catherine Stoll, and Brittany Burdick will be reviewed on Friday. So do I hear a second?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We can go to the next category, requesting approval of supervised experience for licensure. Do you want to do the next one, Dr.?
Well, there was no information for her, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, because I had nothing in my notes. I'm like, what happened?
I did not receive. I put her on hoping I'd receive the final verification that I needed. It was her postdoc, and it didn't come in. And sometimes I'll put people's names on that I think are going to be complete in time. And this time I didn't get her name off in time. I apologize.
We'll table that one too. So,
Do we have to make a motion to do that?
No, we're just tabling it. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then the next one is requesting approval for licensure by waiver. And we have Dr. Gracian, University of Wisconsin Milwaukee, PhD in clinical psych, has been licensed less than 10 years, licensed in February of 22 in California. His internship and practicum and references and self-query, I would approve him.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see any problems with his application. Next one is Adeline Al-Khatib from Adler University, passed the ECCC both part one and part two, submitted pre and post internship, all done at Southwest Behavioral Health. Everything looked good in her application. I didn't have a problem.
Me too, yes. Then next one is Dr. Amy Bissinger, Pacific School Professional Psych, as an internship at University of Connecticut, postdoc Iowa State, been licensed in Oregon since February 2022. I didn't see any issues on her.
Yeah, me too. Do you want to make a motion, Dr. Katarina?
Okay, I make a motion that we approve three candidates requesting approval for licensure by waiver, Dr. Gracie and Dr. Al-Khatib and Dr. Bissinger.
A second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We'll go to the next category, and that's requesting approval for licensure by credential. The first candidate we have is Angela Adams. She is submitting her application for licensure through the CPQ. The beauty of the CPQ is all of the materials have been verified. We have all of the information, and she meets our criteria. So,
yes, I agree. She has a couple of states where the licenses apply and expired, but several others where they're still in effect. So mm-hmm. I'm fine with her.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is Dr. Laura Hughes, 1996 clinical psych degree from Adler, postdoc in Fielding in neuropsych, licensed in Wyoming and Montana in the National Register. So I would approve her also.
Okay. Oh, you want to make a motion, Doctor?
I make a motion that we approve the candidates requesting approval for licensure by credential, Dr. Angela Adams and Dr. Laura Hughes. Okay. Any second?
Second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Miss Galvin, let me get back to my screen. Miss Galvin is here. I know we, with Dr. Stoll because we have some time and I can look at her materials, could we take it off the tabled item and at least, answer Dr. Katarina's question?
Yeah, I'd like to do it in executive session, please.
Well, what is your question first? Let's try that.
Okay. Or maybe give us a brief overview first of the case, since you've read it.
Okay.
I'm looking at it as we speak.
I mean, her program is fine. It's APA accredited. My concern is her, we don't have the pre-internship, but aside from that, her current position, she said she is not currently supervised in her current positions. Now, I looked up, she works at Ridge Zeller Therapy, and I looked that up on the website, and they list, and this is their word, psychologists, our psychologists, and they list her name under psychologists. Then next to her name, it says school psychologist. Then they give the definition of what these, quote, psychologists do, and they do evaluations, diagnoses, and I don't know if it's school-based. It says school-based, but they also have an office in Chandler. So I don't know if she's doing the evaluations off a school site or doing them in the office in Chandler. And if she is doing evaluations and diagnoses without a supervisor, I'm concerned because she's not a psych, and she should not be listed, I believe, as a psychologist.
So this is something that it's not in the file, but that you found during
her position. Like she lists her position, and she wrote a note that I am not supervised. That's in the file, and I looked up where she's working. That I found on her the website.
Okay. So if that's something that you believe needs clarifying, then we could ask her prior to the next meeting that the substantive review of the application, you know, hasn't occurred yet by the committee, but Kathy could go ahead and request this information, this clarification from her, that it was pointed out that you, you know, aren't supervised, that it lists you as a psychologist, and ask her to clarify that prior to the next meeting.
And where she's conducting the evaluations, it says school-based, but I don't know if that means you're on school site. So that would be the question too for me.
Are you clear what the issues are then, Kathy?
I am, yes.
Okay, thanks.
And Madam Chair, I will also help with that request, so.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be good to get that information. And I don't think we'd need to go into executive session.
I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
That's okay. I'd rather be careful.
Yeah. Certified schools. So she is a certified school psychologist. And so she needs to clarify how she's doing those school based. And
the listing as a psychologist.
Yes. So Rich Zeller therapy, see, applicant job, yeah, title, school psychologist.
It's an extra, it has a heading, psychologists, our psychologist. And then it lists her, and next to her name, it says school psychologist. And there's only, the rest are master's level, and there's another doctoral level. But, I don't know, because under the heading of psychologist, her name is there. Even though next to her name, it says school psychologist.
Okay. I mean, in this case, we would need to get the information. She needs to clarify. She's kind of in the, we would have to do a cease and desist if she's calling, representing herself. So,
it may be something that the organization did without kind of understanding or without her consent.
Right. But then, yes. And so if they stop it, it might be fine. But also the nature of her evaluations, because they have another section on the website, the duties, what our psychologists do, and they list diagnoses, evaluations. That's my concern too. Okay.
With her internship. Okay. Okay, so let's get that information and then we can review as a complete packet next week, next month. So I do have a request, Kathy, and I'm a little afraid of our next meeting on that Friday. I think it's the 20. Is the second, right?
Madam Chair, it's December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Yeah. I am overseas, and I'm just not sure whether I'll be able to do it or not at that time, not knowing my schedule. So I'm wondering if we could move it to the 5th or the 6th. I know the 6th would be the last possible day to do it, right?
What are those days of the week?
Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Monday would be better for me.
Monday the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, that's doable, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I think moving the meeting date is a bit easier than trying to find a substitute for you, Madam Chair.
Okay. That's fine. And I want to go ahead and do it. So that's
Does it need to still be at 7:30 though? Yes.
Mm-hmm. We can do it later if you want to, but 7:30 is fine.
8:30 or 9.
It depends on board scheduled. I can do it.
Madam Chair, we're wide open. We don't have anything on the calendar, so it's up to the two of you.
Okay, we can move it to 9 if you prefer that. Okay,
that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. 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 Okay, well, thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, one of the things Yeah, well, I'd like to make a motion. Okay, I hear a motion to adjourn.
Seconded or make it whatever.
I'll second it. And just want to thank everybody. And Kathy, I know you've had a really rough time these last few weeks. My condolences to you. And we can, you know, it's don't, you know, it's fine. We do understand. So
yes, definitely. I want to echo that. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
absolutely.
So, okay. We do have a motion and a second on the table to adjourn. I'd like to, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion, meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Heidi and I got in late last night, but we're here.
Thank you for your understanding this week.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not
Friday.
See you Friday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.